As we end the week, John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith has some good news. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Yeah, we do have some good news this morning, and let's hope that it lasts throughout the day this time. We saw a tremendous turnaround in the stock market yesterday. Yesterday morning, market opened down. It was down about 120 or so points, and then there was a 150-point bounce, and it appears that what caused that were some encouraging words from Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis President James Bullard. Now, he's a very influential guy and makes a lot of speeches. He's currently a non-voting member of the Fed, but he basically implied that the Fed would be willing to consider extending quantitative easing. You know, that's where the Fed's been using their checkbook to keep interest rates subdued, and when that happened, the market turned around. And right now, as we speak, Dow futures are up about 180 or so points. They've been strong all morning, and like I said, I hope that continues throughout the day. Let's talk about a lot of encouraging earnings that have been coming out, and I'm going to talk briefly but very quickly about a number of companies. United Health, that's the largest U.S. insurer, reporting better than expected numbers yesterday, and they raised their profit forecast for the rest of the year. They say it's driven by lower medical costs. Good news. Bank of the Ozarks reporting third quarter net income up 21%. Their stock was up 5.5% yesterday. It's up 33% over the last 12 months. Their net income for the third quarter was up 12%. They also set some records for service charges on deposit accounts, trust income, etc. They're in the process of completing their fourth acquisition since last summer, and their assets are going to be approaching $8 billion when that acquisition is completed. Google shares down some this morning, about 0.75%. Kind of interesting when you look at why. It says that their cost per click, better known as CPC, that's how much that they earn each time a user clicks an ad on Google, actually dropped to 2%, but the number of clicks rose 17%, but the stock was down yesterday and is down again this morning. And Mattel, their number is really pretty horrible. I don't know what we can read into this. Yesterday, their stock was down 3%. It's down almost 30% over the last 12 months. They reported a 21% drop in quarterly profit. They say that significant drop in sales of Barbie worldwide, down 21%. Fisher-Price sales globally down 16%. Their overall sales down 8.4%. I don't know what that tells us about the upcoming Christmas season, perhaps nothing. A couple of big industrial companies this morning, General Electric reporting net income of $3.5 billion. Up substantially over last year. Their stock, however, though, is down 13% year-to-date. And, of course, keep in mind that they're getting out of the appliance business after being in that business for over 100 years. They're in the process of selling their appliance business to Electrolux. Honeywell, another big industrial company, say that their numbers are doing quite well because of a rebounding housing, which is increasing demand for air handlers and also thermostats. They raised their forecast for the full year. Their net income is up 21% over last year, and it beat what Wall Street expected. And lastly, we've been talking about, of course, the airline stocks a bit because of the Ebola scare, and we know that airline stocks have been taking it on the chin. But Delta reporting numbers this morning for the quarter, $357 million net income, that beat Wall Street's expectations. Their revenue was almost $12 billion, also better than expected. Now, if you look at their stock, even with what's happened the last week or so, their stock is still up 18% for the year and 35% over the last 12 months. And it's up another 2% this morning before the market opens. So we hope, of course, that not everyone will decide not to fly because of the possibility of exposure to Ebola. But at least Delta, at least right now, doing quite well.
Yes, people are the government trying to assuage fears of that and saying that you have a better chance of having a car wreck than catching Ebola on a plane. But who knows? We'll have to find out, John.
Well, we do know this, that the market is fragile and consumers are leery of spending money right now. We don't need this. We need to get this behind us and get on with the recovery.
Yes, sir. Well, have a good weekend.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
All right. That's John Taylor with some good news for the weekend. And he has good news maybe for you if you'd like to talk with him. He'd certainly love to have that happen at his location. It's Stern, Agee & Leach is the company. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Phone number to call him is 479-782-2527. Or you can email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.